Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I'm in Vegas, baby. I am in Vegas.
Innovator.
I'm out here for, there's a Badger, it's called the Badger Desert Classic. It's a golf tournament. Question for you boys, if you're getting your head beat in, do you just take it or do you chase?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
It has not been pretty so far for your boy.
Keep chasing them.
Talking about the golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, no Vince today. Vince is on his way to New York to get his daughter from school. Michelle Richards in studio. So this story that broke yesterday regarding UW Green Bay, tiny little UW Green Bay, I think is the most amazing thing of the week. And I'm not sure if people realize the enormity of what this could be for tiny little UW Green Bay. A national syndicated radio host named Doug Gottlieb is now the head coach of the UW Green Bay basketball team. And the best part, Tausch, he can still do his radio show.
Yeah, so I don't know if that tells you something about the radio industry or the basketball coaching community. I'm not sure which one that is, but I heard that yesterday about the fact that he was going to be a coach, and Doug Gottlieb, for everybody that follows college basketball, he was a CBS analyst, and now he has that radio show.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I don't know if he's going to get a national radio show is a big deal. You make good money, and you obviously have a voice, and all of the stuff that we talk about. But for him to go to get back into coaching, those rumors were going around. Actually, I think before Sundance Wicks got mm-hmm. that last job,
yep.
I think he was in the mix for it too. So there's obviously some connection. So there are a couple of things that I thought were really weird about how this played out. First off, you mentioned it already. The fact that he is going to keep coaching, or he's going to keep doing his show while he's coaching.
Right.
The reason most athletes and most sane people don't go into coaching is the hours are obscene. And now with the NIL transfer portal, you're on call nonstop. And you have to be out recruiting and you have to sit and break down film. So that part. But then the other part is he doesn't have like a 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. show. He's in the heart of the day, 3 to
yes.
6. So is he going to go to these Fighting Phoenix players and say, I know your guys' class schedule. You're going to have to take super morning classes because at 3 to 6, we can't practice. And then, actually, I got to prep for the show from 2 to 3. So I got a 4 to 5-hour window. Oh, and if there's a game on at night that I have to watch, a Packer game or an NFL game I have to talk about tomorrow, I can't do that. Coaching is a lifestyle. Coaching is not a halftime deal, so I'll be fascinated to watch this because for all of us then, this opens up all new avenues for anyone that does radio. We could start maybe looking at becoming a full-time politician or, you know, we could go get third and fourth jobs if you want,
yeah.
if this actually works from Doug Gottlieb's standpoint.
Could it help him in any way, though, having that national platform in his coaching ventures and, you know,
get
the team
players,
in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle, I think it definitely could help in the fact that it gives you, if we're being honest, outside of Wisconsin Green Bay fans in Wisconsin, nobody would have said anything
right.
about who Green Bay hired. The fact that this happened with Doug Gottlieb, yeah, I think that is the one positive, but I still just don't know how you get around that management of time when you're talking about continuing on and doing a show. Maybe you'll take the fall and spring off and just work winters. I don't know. I'm not sure how that is going to work with his radio job, but I just know what coaches put themselves through, and I'm fairly certain they can't have another full-time job if they're going to be good at what they're doing when it comes to coaching.
Ask any parent who volunteer coaches their kid, like how much work that can be and how much time
literally,
that takes.
I was just thinking that as we have a 10-year-old in softball that my wife coaches, and obviously I try to get to as many games.
Sure.
I coach my son's team. You start factoring that, and it's already like, man, I can't watch the Nuggets-Timberwolves game. And I got to go watch my kid play softball. And you just factor that by a myriad of X, and you think what Doug Gottlieb's going to do. But again, it's going to be fascinating to watch how this all plays out.
Good stuff. Tausch, thank you, sir.
You bet, guys.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.